Continuing on with babbling, we move into action skill 4C. So at first, the child learns to babble with his jaw. Then he does it with voice sounds. Then he continues to babble with his jaw, doing the silent sequencing. And now he's going to babble by oscillating his lip movements. So lip babbling is the act of oscillating lip movements while prolonging voice. These are made while the jaw is held high and slightly clenched. And what we see is two basic sounds that I call ooing and wooing. Ooing results when the lips pucker and retract in sequence while the jaw is held high. So you hear the baby producing sequences like this. Basically, he's clenching his jaw closed. He's closing his mouth by clenching his jaw. He's prolonging sound, and then he's retracting his lips and then puckering his lips back and forth, back and forth. And he does a similar thing with his jaw high, his voice on, but now he just puckers his lips and releases them in sequence and produces something like this. Now, anyone with a little baby recognizes that sound right away. Parents usually pick up on that one and use it as their cute little family baby sound. Ooh, 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 such a cute little baby, that type of thing. So ooing and wooing represent a little bit more advanced form of babbling. We're going from the gross babbling movements of the jaw to much more refined movements of the lips. We're also learning to differentiate lip movement from jaw movement. In jaw babbling, the child moves the jaw almost regardless to what the lips are doing. In this one, the jaw needs to be held in a single position while the lips are activated. Children who have very limited facial expression, very limited lip movement, will usually not engage in lip babbling, and it's something that we need to stimulate. We're going to continue all our voice and airflow stimulation activities, and we're going to get the lips to move. We're going to encourage puckering and rounding and retracting. And we can do this with mirror work. We can do this with feeding therapy. We can do this with oral motor stimulation tools. We can do this simply by telling the child, smile, let me see all your teeth. Where are your teeth? I want to see them. Give me a big smile. Oh, there they are. And puckering can be done with kisses and so forth. And then thirdly, we have to get that jaw to elevate. We need to get the jaw high, and we need to get it strong. And what I do with my clients, essentially, is to teach them to clench. We can do this with any of the chew toys. We can do it during feeding activities and so forth. We want to teach the child about his masseters and how they feel when they're tightened up, and we want to get that mouth closed tightly. And when we get that mouth closed tightly, that's when the child can begin to feel what his lips are doing, separate from what his jaw is doing.